Sports featuring Chris Evert this week on the Tech of Sports. Live from the new USTA National Campus outside of Orlando is tennis legend Chris Evert. Just want to let you know that Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio apps, TuneIn Radio, where you can get all your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows all preloaded and ready to be listened to. Tech of Sports is also a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and it's a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Thanks for joining us this week as we're joined especially by former world number one tennis player, 18 Grand Slam singles titles and three doubles titles to her credit. It's Chris Evert. She's now a tennis broadcaster, and she's been at the USTA National Campus as it opens in Lake Nona outside of Orlando, Florida. And this is a high-tech new tennis facility, the home now of American tennis, built to promote and develop the growth of tennis. And it's state-of-the-art. It's for people of every level of tennis, and just has created a great potential experience here for recreational players, competitive players, college players, pros, coaches, and spectators. There's going to be tournaments there as well. So this is one of the largest tennis facilities in the world, 64 acres. And just great to talk with Chris Evert here about the facility and just kind of about tennis as we have the Tech of Sports this week. So here's Chris, and here's more about the USTA National Campus.
Tell us a little bit about the what's going on there as the USTA National Campus opens.
I'm very excited that the USTA National Campus is opening today, and it's an awesome facility, 100 courts and on 64 acres. And, you know, the wonderful thing about this facility is it's really going to help players at every level, not just tennis professionals coming in and training hard, but also kids, recreational players, you know, college players, players with disabilities, under-resourced kids the USTA is bringing in to help them out. And again, it's just phenomenal. It has state-of-the-art physical conditioning. It has some great rehab. And it's just really the USTA bringing all their resources into one facility. And it is the tennis mecca, really, of the United States right now.
I know there's a lot of curiosity about it, and I know a lot of the players are already have already been down there checking it out. Technology plays a big role in it. Every court, there appears to be some technology in play. And then, like you said, the training technology with everything from diet to rehab to getting the best out of their physical abilities, that's really key there.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, it encompasses everything that's involved in tennis. And also, this facility will help to encourage and educate, you know, future teaching tennis pros, umpires, linesmen, any kind of tennis official. They're going to be having seminars and teaching tools for them. So again, it's high technology. It's state of the arts. And, you know, if any young kid is aspiring to be a tennis pro, I would advise them to come here and take advantage of this facility and the resources that they have to offer.
Yeah, and it's going to host a lot of tournaments, too, so it kind of gives a central location for different tournaments. How would you have liked to have a place like this when you were coming up? You had some resources down there in South Florida, but how would you have liked to have a central, really a huge place like this for you to train at?
You know, I was very lucky because my dad was the head of Holiday Park, and there at that time in Fort Lauderdale, that was the mecca of American tennis, because we had in 1 year, I think, 7 or 8 junior players that played at Wimbledon. So in that sense, we sort of had our mecca. But the technology and the training and the equipment and everything is so different 30, 40 years later that you can't really compare the two eras at all. We had what we needed at that time. But nowadays, there's so many more resources that you know, kids can take advantage of.
Yeah, you hate to say it, but when you look back at the tapes of you playing Martina,
then don't say it.
Than it does today.
if you hate to say it, don't say it. But yeah, the power was a lot different. I used wood rackets till I was 25 years old. And the game was based on, you know, precision and placement and, you know, variety and patience, mental toughness. And nowadays, you know, again, with the equipment and and the training techniques. It's really a much more physical game. And there's no doubt you have to be big and strong, and you have to last all day. And it's just a lot different now. I'm very happy that I came up in the 70s. Thank you.
You mentioned your dad and your family, and tennis has really been a family sport for generations and decades, and a lot of successful players have come out of a tennis family. Do you think that that's kind of missing today? Of course, we've had the Williams sisters, but do you think maybe we need to emphasize the family aspect of tennis to develop players more?
You know, my dad made a very good observation. He said, my dad, he passed away last year, but I asked him about the tennis boom was in the 70s. I go, Dad, how come there are so many players playing in the 70s? He goes, because moms would bring their kids every day. And nowadays, nowadays the moms are working. So he brought that up, and that it sort of holds a little bit of truth. I mean, at Holiday Park, you had 100 kids, but you had 40 or 50 mothers there too, playing with their kids. And, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, more moms went to work and, you know, they had more choices and the kids stopped coming to Holiday Park. So I think that has a lot to do with it. The family structure, you know, the change in that dynamic. But in saying that, that's really no excuse. Now kids can come to a place like this and just, you know, relish it.
Yeah, for more than 100 courts they were.
Yeah.
International sport, Chris. But we appears now we turn the corner and we have some young Americans coming up that look like they're going to make a mark here very soon.
You know, American tennis is booming. And right now, I think there's like 16 or 17 of the American women are in the top 100 in the world, which is a big number for us. I think that's probably more than any other country. And Serena and Venus have held the American flag for so long, and now we have Madison Keys, who's broken in the top 10. And, you know, we still have a lot of good young players. The men's tennis is getting better and better. But I think a facility like this, I think is a game changer. And I think you're going to see a lot of positive results in the next couple of years because of a facility like this.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a quick players pace of some of the players developing up a little bit and playing a lot longer now, Chris.
Well, you know what? These resources haven't been offered to players before. And now there's one place, now you can come and you can get, you know, again, you can get the most professional top-of-the-line training and video analysis and coaching and fitness. And, you know, that's I really think that it's going to start to make some changes in the world, in American tennis.
We appreciate your broadcasting and charge your name.
Thank you.
And you're a great ambassador for the sport. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we'd like to thank Chris Everts for coming on and for everyone that was involved in arranging, having this great interview here on the Tech of Sports this week. American tennis is headed, it looks like, in the right direction. High-tech tennis facility there at the USTA National Campus. Thanks for Chris coming on, talking about it. Just want to let you know that Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. Go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com, check them all out. Shows like Ways of Tech, LinkedIn Lady, Busy Ladies. You'll love them all. Thanks for listening to Tech of Sports podcast this week on Modern Life Network production.